put a spell on you.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Blu-ray 4K review here on the Multimedia Men Network, podcast network that is. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and we are happy to have you here. We have tons of shows on this network, the Multimedia Men Network. Just type that into iTunes. Give us a subscribe and like. We appreciate it. We have wrestling shows. We have horror movie shows. We have music shows. We have nerdy shows, and we have this one where we review home video, like Blu-ray and 4K and movies and all sorts of stuff. It is October 2nd, meaning it's the Halloween season, so I'm going to review this Blu-ray that just came out. It is a Disney film. It is a horror comedy film. It has music in it. Yes, I'm talking about Hocus Pocus. This movie is 25 years old, and it has been released on Blu-ray and DVD before, but this is the 25th anniversary edition. I can't believe it's been out that long. But yes, Hocus Pocus, we're going to talk about that. So let's jump right in. Of course, I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. But let's talk about this movie. This movie came out in 1993. Yes, 25 years ago. Hocus Pocus, directed by Kenny Ortega. Kenny Ortega was he was responsible for all the High School Musical movies. He choreographed. He's known as a choreographer in Hollywood. He like choreographed all of Dirty Dancing, the original movie, the High School Musicals. He actually did direct this movie, Hocus Pocus, as well as Newsies, and 2009's Michael Jackson's This Is It concert film. Pretty crazy. And then also, Mick Garris wrote the screenplay. Mick Garris is known for, like, Critters, Psycho 4, The Fly 2, Michael Jackson's Ghost, and then creating that Showtime series, Masters of Horror. And then you have David Kirshner, who produced Hocus Pocus, who is responsible for all of the Child's Play movies. So it's kind of a crazy type of crew here for Disney. So the budget of this movie was $28 million back in 1993. It didn't do very well at the box office. It made like $39 million, if that, and was met with kind of like terrible reviews mostly. It's interesting that Disney released Hocus Pocus, this Halloween movie, in the middle of summer. They released it in July 16th, 1993. It does not make sense at all. This movie came out the same week as Free Willy. Of course, that's not going to fly because Free Willy did tons of money, and Hocus Pocus kind of left by the wayside. It was never number one. But surprisingly, after 25 years after, this movie has gained a cult following. Like, people still love this movie. They're still talking about it. They're dressing up. There's cosplay. They're trying to make a sequel. And for any movie to really do that, like, just kind of like being a shit show at the box office initially when it comes out, and then just getting a huge audience thereafter for decades, that's a pretty big feat and pretty cool. So Hocus Pocus, yeah, I think what Disney says that why they released it in July, they did not want it to compete that same year with Nightmare Before Christmas. So, but that's what they said. But, you know, you can't really release a Halloween movie in the middle of summer. It just does not work. But yes, Hocus Pocus is still here. And it is the 25th anniversary Blu-ray. For those of you who do not know what Hocus Pocus is, I'll give you a little background information on it. Basically, it's about three witches, witch sisters, actually, in the town of Salem, where all the witches were, played by Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker, and they're basically obsessed with keep being young forever. They just want to be young and beautiful forever, and so in order to do that, they have to kind of kidnap kids and suck the life force out of them. And so in the opening scene of this film, it's kind of crazy because they're actually, these three witches are talking about murdering all the children through witchcraft and then sucking the souls out of the kids. But their plan is thwarted, and they all get hung in by nooses and sentenced to death. And that's the first scene of the movie. And yes, this is a Walt Disney film. It was pretty dark. So some 300 years later, we're in present time now, and it's a bunch of very young teenagers doing parties and trick-or-treating and all that stuff. One of the young teenagers is Thora Birch, who you would recognize from American Beauty. So when they come back, when these three witches come back due to a virgin amongst the teenagers, the three witch sisters try to, their plan again, try to kidnap, kill kids, suck their souls out to keep young. So there's that. There's like this darkness to the film that's really fun. But Kenny Ortega and Disney, I think, just didn't go all the way here. And it kind of turns into a very, you know, kind of noisy teenage bumbling film where the teenage actors really don't give a shit that they're there. It's a kind of actually pretty terrible performances. The real performance comes from Bette Midler, who looks like she's having a hell of a good time in a kind of setting the stage for like a mix of kind of a ferocious witch and kind of a slapsticky humor. Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Najimy do well enough, but they're definitely not having a good time as much as Bette Midler is. There is a musical number in the middle of it by Bette Midler, which is just out of the blue. It doesn't make sense. But the costumes here are fun, kind of like the whole story behind it, I think, is cool. And I think why so many people gravitate towards now, because the cosplay and the costumes, and kind of like the mix of the dark and the funny here and there. And, you know, in our current times, I think it's a very women-centric film, even though the three witch sisters can be villains. But yeah, it is a... Does a movie hold up? You know, that's up to you. I mean, I never really preferred this movie. There are moments to it, but even sometime down the line, no, it doesn't. To this day, I still don't particularly love this film, but I get why people do. So yeah, that's Hocus Pocus. And yes, they're talking about doing a sequel, and it's going to be not a sequel, but a remake, and supposedly for the Disney only channel app that will be out later on next year. And Bette Midler has already been outspoken about this remake. She wants no part of it. She doesn't think it should be remade. I agree with that, because it's just going to be terrible. But yeah, that is the movie in a nutshell. But let's talk about the video and audio portions for this 25th anniversary edition. So this 25th anniversary edition, unfortunately, video and audio wise, is the same exact video and audio presentation as the one that came out a few years ago. Disney did not put any effort into doing a remaster or a 4K master or anything with this. It's unfortunate, but this video quality, you know, it takes place a lot at night, but there are some daytime sequences, and you know, colors can look pretty rich and delightful. Especially in the costumes, the green, the reds, the purples. But in other scenes, they just kind of get muted. You can't really tell black from purple in some of the nighttime sequences, which is kind of sad. Details, like the detail, the sharpness of the picture. So some of the visual effects, the practical makeup effects, kind of blend in. They're not super sharp. You won't be able to quite see as much as individual hairs on the wigs that the women wear, or even like the intense stitching in some of these elaborate costumes. There's some moments where you'll be able to, but most of the time, no. It is kind of a bland picture. It's not that good. I would say maybe this is a little better than average. Shadows, black levels are a little muted and anemic. Skin tones are kind of a little pale. Yeah, it's just not that great. I would say that the image itself looks clean. There's not a whole lot of aliasing or banding or artifacting or dirt making it a clean print, but I would hope for a better presentation than this, especially of 25th anniversary of a beloved film. Moving on, audio, again, same as the previous version. This is a 5.1 DTS high definition soundtrack, which is a lot of fun. It's better than the video. Dialogue is crystal clear and clean and easy to follow. The music, the sounds, the songs are all full frontal, not full frontal, full force, and that makes it sound really good. There's a pretty good orchestra in the background that you'll hear. Sound effects are not overbearing. They do sound well, but I wouldn't say they're as robust as a big action film. Like sounds of wind, leaves rustling, spells, party life, trick-or-treating, all that sounds pretty good. There's an ambiance of when ambient sounds from the surround speakers where kids are trick-or-treating and talking and yelling and stuff like that. It's pretty decent. I would say the bass kicks in here and there in the bigger scenes, but other than that, it's non-existent. Still, it's pretty decent. I would say, I mean, for a Disney film musical like this, it's okay. It's nothing to write home about, though. So what's different about this? This is if it's the same movie, the same video, and the same audio. On the previous edition, there were no extras, but on this one, we have two extras, actually. So we get two extras. So one of the extras, the big selling point, if you're a big fan of the movie, is We Heart Hocus Pocus Trivia and Treats Edition. That is what this release is kind of all about. So basically, this is the whole movie where you get pretty much everything you want. This is a play the movie. You'll play the movie with this extra turned on, and then pop-up menus will come up with facts and trivia, concept art, storyboards, behind-the-scenes stuff, deleted scenes. That is basically this scene. So basically, you watch the movie, and you get all of this stuff done. You'll have cast and crew commentary from it, but it's all part of watching the movie. So that's pretty cool. And then there is an original production featurette from 1993, which is 5 minutes long. This is basically your electronic press kit promo fluff piece with cast and crew interviews and behind the scenes from 1993. This is not in high def, but this is very quick. Special effects are talked about, the story, the cast. It's all here. So, in summation of this movie, do you need to buy this movie? I would imagine from when this movie originally came out from 2012, maybe some people didn't have a whole ton of Blu-rays back then or Blu-ray players, but now in 2018, I would imagine most people have a Blu-ray player. So you might not purchased this one on Blu-ray back in 2012, but now that it's 2018, now is your time. Currently, right now, as this is being recorded, the movie, the Blu-ray, is less than $10 on Amazon. When it comes out here in a little bit, the movie comes out, actually it's already out. So I would say get your hands on this if you're a huge fan of the film. If you already own this, you're getting the same video and audio. However, if you want those new extras with everything on it, this is the one to get. So yeah, there you go. Hocus Pocus Blu-ray out now. Comes with the Blu-ray and the digital copy.